How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? My name is
Satan.
And this is
Satan!
Hi there, everybody! Thanks for tuning in. Welcome to another exciting edition of
H-A-L-L-O-W-E-N spells Halloween.
Oh,
as it has pleased Almighty God of his great mercy to take unto himself the soul of our dear brother here departed, we therefore commit his body to the ground, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, in sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
My shame when I call your name. So please don't set me free. I'm as heavy as can be. I will do you harm. I will break my arm. I'm a victim of your charms. I want to be dead. When I'm in bed, I can be so mean, you can beat me. I would like to shame you, I would like to blame you, just because of my love to you. Love itself is just as innocent as roses in May. I know nothing can drive it away. Though love itself is just as brief as a candle in the wind, that is green. Just like sin, alone but same, I am a love suicide. 'Cause love itself is just as brief as a candle in the wind, it is pure white, just like sin. Alone, but same. love itself is just as innocent as roses in May. It is pure white, just like sea.
In the distance, the sound of bones. Skeletons rising slowly, slowly from their graves. Finger bones, hand bones, arm bones. A grinning skull. Back bones. Leg bones. Toe bones. Rising. Bones moving this way. Dancing in the ghost. Moonlight. And a jack-o'-lantern laughs.
In medieval times, the truth was sometimes pulled out of a man's soul along with his tongue. Grotesque forms of cruelty were prevalent in the torture chamber. Here, the infamous rack was employed to stretch the prisoner out of his puny body into agonizing madness.
Count Chocula, Frankenberry, and Booberry present Monster Adventures in Outer Space. As the sun slowly fades over the horizon, darkness descends like madness, creeping over Monster Mansion. Let's venture inside and see what our friends Frankenberry, Booberry, and Count Chocula are up to.
Time for beddy, boy. Count Chocula, have you seen my teddy bear?
Frankenberry, you are too big for a teddy bear.
I am not, Chocula. My teddy is quite a comfort on a cold winter's night.
And a cold, bitter night this is. Not fit for ghosts or goblins.
Blueberry, have you seen my teddy?
No, I have.
All right, already about that teddy. Now, let's go to sleep.
Oh, all right. Sweet dreams.
Oh, sweet dreams.
What's that strange noise? It's a flying saucer that looks like a giant pink marshmallow. It's landing. Count Chocula and Blueberry are getting on board. Oh, no. Wait for me!
What danger lies ahead for our monsters? What's going to happen on the flying pink marshmallow? Let's find out as Frankenberry climbs aboard.
Count Chocula, Blueberry, where are you? The door. Oh, no, I'm trapped inside. And now it's taking off. What'll I do? Boo-hoo!
Boo-hoo? It's me, Blueberry.
So stop your crying, you Franken-baby. This flying marshmallow is going to take us on an adventure that's out of this world.
But we're trapped and flying through space.
Do not fear, fearsome threesome.
Who said that?
Me, the control computer of the flying marshmallow from the planet Moxie.
Planet Moxie?
Yes, Moxie is the planet where all the teddy bears are born.
Oh, how I miss my teddy.
The teddy bears of Moxie need your help. So I've been sent to take you on your monster mission.
Monster mission?
To free the teddy bears from the captive clutches of the evil Ignoroid.
I'd love to help my teddy, but how?
There's only one thing that the evil Ignoroid fears.
What?
Three weird-looking monsters like you. One look at you guys and he'll run away from Moxie forever. So only you can save the teddy bears of Moxie from Ignoroid.
Will our friends the monsters be able to save the teddy bears of Moxie? Or will the teddy bears remain in the clutches of the evil Ignoroid? Let's rejoin the monsters as they head off through space and find out.
We are fast approaching the planet Moxie, where you will conquer the evil Ignoroid.
Hold tight, we're landing.
You are now on Moxie. Prepare to go forth and free the teddy bears from the evil Ignoroid. Off you go. Watch the first step.
Now he tells us.
Good thing we had a soft landing.
Yes, I'm Frankenberry.
Now get off me, and let's find the evil Ignoroid. One look at us, and he'll flee Moxie forever.
What strange voices do I hear? I hate happy voices.
It's the Ignoroid.
He heard us, you Franken big mouth.
Help! Save us! Save us!
It's the teddies.
Quick, run for the teddy bears while we can still save them.
I will capture you.
We're almost there. I'm coming, Teddy.
Well, don't look now, but here comes Ignoroid.
Oh, no. Ignoroid is going to get me. Help! Help! Help!
Frankenberry! Frankenberry, wake up!
Oh, Chocula, run!
Frankenberry, you are having a nightmare.
What? I was only dreaming. I had to save my Teddy. Boo-hoo! I want my Teddy.
Oh, look under your pillow. Here's your teddy bear.
He smells like
Satan.
Whirling through space, drifting toward eternity. Mystical sparks encircled by loneliness and cold darkness. Are you afraid? So are a lot of other people. One of the reasons witchcraft has survived through the ages is because man's need to coerce destiny and subdue the fear within has never subsided. Witchcraft attempts to deceive, cajole, and otherwise disturb natural inclination and occurrences. Witches know about the universal energy of which all things are part. You, the stars, the trees, the rocks, the gods. We know how to tune into this energy and use it. A witch is a psychic female who, with magical secrets and sheer force of will, makes things happen. I'm a witch. My mother is a witch. My grandmother is a witch. And my grandmother's great-grandmother was a witch. I'm a sixth-generation witch. With magic, I control energy. With magic, I can help you become a power. With enchantments, spells, and charms, you will soon be able to rearrange the law and order of all things. Long ago, herbs and fire were used to influence the gods. Pungent aromas were meant to stimulate the senses of the deity. And when the deity was aroused, the deity was compassionate. If you would like special favors from the gods, honor them. The gods will protect their own. I know a god who controls all physical power. With his help, you will be able to generate the impulses needed to attract a multitude of lovers. His name is
Satan!
Thank you. outrageous toll. You can lose all you have. He refused to give in to the town that takes all. Survive. You must have. The
skeletons, monsters, and howling cats, spooky masks and jack-o'-lanterns, witches and devils and big black bats. H-A-double-L-O-W-double-E-N spells Halloween. H-A-double-L-O-W-double-E-N spells Halloween. Halloween means ringing doorbells, scaring the people who open the door. Trick or treat, get you candy and apples, then go to the next house and get some more. W-double-E-N spells Halloween. H-A-double-L-O-W-double-E-N spells Halloween.
Love you, darling.
everybody. Thanks for tuning in. See you again sometime. Bye-bye.
I should die before I leave. I pray the Lord my soul to take.